Welcome to Module 6 of this MVA course on how to automate your workloads using System Center Orchestrator. I'm Simon from Five9, joined by Gordon from Infromon. Now, in this module and the following module, we're going to be talking about Exchange. And there's actually two different integration packs for Exchange, so we'll just spend a second kind of differentiating them. This first one that we're going to be talking about in this module is going to be focusing on Exchange administrator topics. So this is things where you're actually going to be interacting with the Exchange server, like mailbox management. The other one we're going to be discussing in the next module is the Exchange user integration pack that allows you to do user-related tasks, such as checking a calendar or sending an email. So once again, our focus will be on Exchange administrator, managing mailboxes, and that kind of Exchange server backend. So I'll turn it over to Gordon now, and he's going to walk us through the agenda.
Thank you, Simon. So the Exchange Administration Integration Pack, and really good description of the differences between the two there, Simon, thank you. So firstly, we're going to cover an overview of the Exchange Administration IP. We're then going to look at registration and deployment. We're going to look at the connection configuration options, the activities that are produced within this integration pack. I'm going to do a little demo of how you can use the integration pack to perform some Exchange admin type tasks. We're going to talk about best practices with the integration pack. And finally, we're going to show you where you can get the integration pack from. So the Exchange Administration Integration Pack overview. So, as Simon mentioned at the beginning, these can be used to automate day-to-day tasks that you might do as an Exchange server administrator. So these include things like creating, disabling, and updating a mailbox, enabling a mailbox that's been disabled, or even run any of the Exchange management shell commandlets. And those familiar with Exchange will know there's a whole host of PowerShell commandlets that you can use to operate certain aspects of Exchange or carry out administration tasks within Exchange. So registering deploying the IP is pretty simple. You use the Orchestrated Deployment Manager and you perform the following tasks. Firstly, you register the integration pack with the Orchestrated Management Server. This is the central management server that has an eye and a control on the integration pack and the activities and where they're deployed within the environment. We then deploy the integration pack to our individual runbook servers that we're going to run from that. That might be just one runbook server, or it could be multiples in a failover or a high availability scenario. And then we must make sure that we deploy to where the runbook designers are. If that's on a standalone server, we must deploy it to that server so we can pick that up with the runbook designer also. Finally, we just confirm that the integration pack has been registered and deployed successfully, and we can see that in the window that appears at the end of the wizard that we run. So connection configuration. So from the options menu, after we've deployed the integration pack, in the runback designer, we click Exchange Admin. First thing that we do is we add a new connection and specify our name for that connection. Again, try to use something meaningful so you understand what the connection's for. If maybe I've got a number of different Exchange servers, it might represent the server that I'm connecting to and running from. We then select the Exchange configuration type. So in this instance, that's Exchange configuration. And then we enter the following properties for the connection. The Exchange server host name, the Exchange server port, the Exchange PowerShell application if we're kind of running that, with Exchange username and password that we're going to use to connect to Exchange. And if we're connecting to an Outlook Web Access server or maybe Office 365, we'd be using SSL with that. We can choose things like whether we skip the CA check, the CN check, or revocation check. And then we just choose what the Exchange environment is in the last tab.
Now, again, we asked this question before on a previous integration pad, but I want to confirm again, is everything required here that you see in this connection window?
Now, again, if I'm not using SSL, it might be that I'm connecting to an Exchange server locally. In that instance, I might just be able to connect with my credentials that I need and not need some of the security elements. But if you've got those and you're using SSL for your connection, then you'll definitely want to specify that, otherwise the connection will fail. And as I mentioned, you might have multiple connections with different security permissions. It might be a dev and test Exchange site and a production Exchange site. And then particularly if we're testing and deploying in production, you'll want to connect to both of those, and you'll need a meaningful name and connection for either of those two implementations. So let's take a little look at the activities. The Exchange Administration Integration Pack includes a number of very useful activities. We mentioned some of these, things like update, disable and enable mailbox, but also we can get mailbox, get information about a mailbox, understand the size of it or other elements with that. We can also create a mailbox on the fly, remove a mailbox or create a move request. So a really good real world example, Simon, because I know you always love the real world examples, is I might have a user onboarding script. And that might be simply HR putting in the user's details, the user's address, and maybe his employee number, and then they might check a button in the HR database, and then we invoke a runbook through the REST API from that database. And then as part of the runbook, we might create an AD account, and also we might then create an Exchange mailbox. Now, that's all great. We could go on and create other elements. And actually, if we use the Exchange user, we could even go and set up the mailbox and then create a calendar appointment in the mailbox for some onboarding training that the user might need to go. We might need to check a calendar, see whether there's available dates, and then punch a date in with that. So, you know, we can do some quite clever and intuitive stuff with a combination of manager packs. But obviously, when that user leaves and HR go and uncheck that database to say the user's gone, you're going to want to run a decommissioning. So as part of that, we can go in and remove the mailbox, disable the AD account, disable any other accounts that the user has in that process as well. So, you know, use onboarding, really good scenario where we might use Exchange to provision something in the environment. So let's jump in and have a little look at the demo around here, around using this integration pack.
Now, while you're switching over, my next tip here is about using the runbook designer as you're actually adding new integration packs. When you actually go and register and deploy a new integration pack, the runbook designer won't pick that up until you actually restart the runbook designer. It doesn't have any acting polling methods to see if there's been any new integration packs that are added. So a lot of times people will have opened their runbook designer, they'll have the runbook deployment manager, they'll deploy a new integration pack, they'll register it, and it won't show up. Simple fix, just close the runbook designer, reopen it, and then it will appear on the list.
Okay, so what we're going to do in this demo is two things. First of all, we're going to create a new user and a mailbox, and then we're going to disable a mailbox. So just to kind of jump back here, I'm going to show you my Exchange Administration console. You can see that's clear. And actually, I've been in and I've removed my Gordon McKenna user from Active Directory, so you can see that's gone as well. So I'm just going to go in and I'm going to click on Create Mailbox. And just to show you the parameters within here, you can see that I've actually pre-populated this with my email that I want, my name, and also my alias along with the password. But typically, you know, we would pass this in from another activity item in the workflow. We'd drop it to the data bus, and then I could simply go in and subscribe to that data based on published data that I've got within my bus.
So for example, that could be like a self-service portal that human resources enters this information in.
Absolutely.
Okay.
That's absolutely where it can be. Or another moment in time, I might have created the account first. It might be another moment in time in my runbook that I've run. So I'm just going to kind of run that in my runbook tester. And I'm going to click on the run. Now it's going to connect to the database. You can see that's doing that connect. And you can see it's creating the activity. And now that's finished, I can view the details. I can see the mailbox that it's created. I can see the alias that it's created. And in fact, if I go back to, and by the way, you can see it's done some default policy assignment as well. If I go back to the DC and actually do a quick refresh, you can see there's my Gordon McKenna account there. And if I go back to Exchange and we wait a couple of seconds, we'll see my Exchange mailbox appear in the group. And there it is there.
Nice.
As magic. And we can see that's enabled. And I can start using that. And you know, another thing we might use Orchestrator for is I might get an email that comes out to me as a user, asks me to fill in some of the other information. Or I could go and query a database for organizational information, contact information, and populate this up. You know, a lot of people kind of miss out doing that, but you can really use Orchestrator to automate some of those tasks that are in that kind of vein. So that's kind of step one. What I'm going to do now is we're going to go back into Orchestrator. I'm just going to make that full screen again. And I'm actually going to go in, I'm going to disable that mailbox. And again, if I click through, you can see I've got an identity there. And I'm actually just going to put my name in there. And in fact, I'm going to click finish on that. And I'm going to check that out. And then finally, I'm going to run my runbook tester against that particular account. And you can see it kind of carrying out. And I can see the details. And you can see it's used PowerShell to access that and disable my account. Now, if I go back in and I go to my Exchange account, what I should see now, I'll do a quick refresh in here, is that my mailbox is gone. So that's disabled now. And if I go back into my DC as well, and I just do a quick refresh in here, you'll see that my user is kind of no longer associated with that mailbox as well. So, you know, some traditional tasks that I might do that allow me to interact at an administration level with Exchange and, you know, carry out some basic functions that I can run from a runbook as well.
Nice demo. Well, let's talk about some of the best practices that we have for this integration pack.
No problem. So, use multiple connections for different security permissions. As I mentioned, right, one of the typical ways that people are kind of deploying Exchange these days are in a hybrid scenario. So I might have, while I'm kind of building that out, I might have a different connection for Office 365 to I have to the on-premise environment. And that's one of the options that I can choose in my connection tab, whether it's on-premise or off-premise, and I get a different set of parameters. I need to ensure that credentials as well specified are appropriate for the runbooks we're going to create. That's an obvious one there. Test the runbooks again using the runbook tester, and make sure that you do that in a sandbox environment, not in your production Exchange environment like I just did. And also add error handling to activities. You know, as we've seen a couple of times, you know, we get a lot of information about a runbook failure. So log that to a file so you can easily go back and troubleshooting. And you might even with the error handling, you know, add a little email where it emails the error handling file to you. So you've got that information up front before you go and troubleshoot the error in that. So the integration pack can be got from the following URL. So a quick search on Bing will do that as well. We've got another site as well that we can go to, Simon?
Yes, scorchcenter.com. That will provide a list of every integration pack available with all the links that you need.
And I think that's slash IP list on that.
Slash IP list, that's right. Yeah. This integration pack, it's produced by Microsoft, so of course, fully supported by Microsoft as well. With that, that's going to wrap up our module as we look at Exchange administration. I definitely encourage you to join the next module where we're going to be taking a look at Exchange User Integration Pack. Thank you.